This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I heat up, I can't cool down. Time is spinning round and
round. Joseph Watson is about to take over at the helm here in the fourth hour. We'll be back tonight, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News. I want to thank all of you that spread the word about it and our subscribers. 20 people can use one membership. It's $5.95 a month. That helps fund what we're doing. Please don't forget we need the funding and support to be able to just keep doing what we're doing. And I want to expand so we can cover more. But we do have the methylcobalamin true, super hardcore, organic, best absorbable type of vitamin B12 back in. Super 12 has been sold out for a month. That's available at InfoWarsStore.com. Or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Has 4.7 stars with 577 reviews. You talk about natural, clean energy. This isn't like an energy drink, folks. There's no hangover. It's just amazing. I give it to my children when they're tired or grumpy. After school, in the car, boom. Amazing. InfoWarsLive.com. And you're funding the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty. All right, I want to do this clip and go to Watson. Ben Carson comes out and just says, Obama is crazy for not decrying the attacks on Easter, which he hasn't done. They won't let Christian refugees into the U.S. They literally block them. They are out to get Christians, folks. It's a diabolical plan. When they're Central Asian, when they're Pakistani, they don't care. They just kill. The Christians were there before the Muslims. But I forgot it's a religion of peace now. Let's go ahead and play this clip.
Does it matter that much whether you put the word Christian in the attack or not?
Yes, it matters tremendously. You know, that's the same pattern that was exhibited with some of the Christian attacks in the other parts of the Middle East. You know, this is craziness that we simply refuse to acknowledge it and allow it to continue to grow. And, you know, I can't really explain why our administration goes out of its way not to include the fact that Christians are being persecuted. But, of course, this has implications for our country, too, in the future.
Absolutely. And, unfortunately, attacks like this, are being exported to Europe. We've seen a migrant crisis exploited by ISIS.
Yes, and our elite helped set them up, help open the conduit out of Syria into Turkey. They're bringing them in for a clash of civilizations. We need to hold the political class responsible for treason and just put that narrative out there. We're not going to let you turn your jihadis loose on us and not have you get in trouble. You're going to be held accountable. Obama and the neocons and Merkel and all of them. Paul, tell us what's coming up after the break, and then I want your brief comment on they're bringing the sleeper cells in. I think they're getting ready for some really giant attacks, and they think we're so dumb we won't connect it to the politicians that brought them in.
Well, they did a poll of ISIS, and they asked them, what color do you want the Eiffel Tower to be next? And 50% of them said that they want it to be in the colors of Great Britain. So most of them want there to be an attack in the United Kingdom. There was a guy arrested about 15 minutes from where I live for a tweet for inciting racial hatred because he said he didn't support Muslim migration to the UK. They ransacked his house. They took his laptops. They arrested him. Now the charges have been dropped after it got all this publicity. He's suing the Metropolitan Police. So you have people, British citizens, being arrested for being critical of Islam. Meanwhile,
they arrested the guy that just said on a tweet that he talked to a woman wearing a headdress about if she supported the attack in Europe last week, and then he got arrested for it.
No, that's what I'm talking about. But he wasn't arrested for confronting or harassing the woman. He was arrested for racial incitement via social media. So it was his tweets. It wasn't even anything he did.
And he
on
should,
the
under free speech, be able to say something racist. But it's a religion, and he didn't. He just said he brought it up to her. He talked to a god. Now, under Islam, a woman is like under that system has no rights. But if a infidel Brit talks to a god, then she's a god. Sorry, go ahead.
No, you got people walking around the Houses of Parliament this previous summer with ISIS flags, waving them around. The police stopped them briefly, talked to them. and let them go on their way.
It's not racial incitement. That's a terrorist symbol. I catch somebody waving one of those around, I'm going to punch him in the nose. Paul, you take over right now. That's threatening us.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, 3 shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you were with us, or you were with the terrorists.
I believe a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We will take all guns.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
Global governance at last. Is it one world? The central bank is in charge. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
And for me, give me liberty or give me
live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You're back on the Alex Jones Show, 4th Hour Overdrive with me, your host, Paul Joseph Watson. We're going to play my video that I put out last week, The Truth About the Brussels Attacks, here in a minute, because it's still completely relevant as to what's happening with the aftermath of this attack, which has been received quite differently to the Paris massacre, obviously, and thankfully a lot less people died. But it's basically being forgotten about by many people in Europe. People have stopped talking about it. In fact, it disappeared from the Twitter trending hashtags even before we'd reached the next day, because this kind of terrorism is becoming the new normal in Europe, because our response to it has been so weak and limp-wristed that we're just inviting more and more attacks. You know, the hashtags after the Paris massacre, pray for Paris, the candles, you know, the sympathy, did absolutely nothing. Changing your Facebook photo to overlay it with an image of the French flag did absolutely nothing. It only invited more attacks, because we're not getting to the root of what is causing these attacks, which is radical Islam, which is Islamists themselves, who in many cases are supported by, quote, moderate Muslims. They need to be part of the conversation because they're part of the problem. In fact, I've shown video footage in the past where, for example, you have a conference in Norway where a prominent Islamist speaker gets up and decries the fact that the media says that moderate Muslims don't espouse views such as executing gays is acceptable, views such as stoning women to death. He gets up there, he asks the audience of 200 plus Muslims, black Muslims, Arabs, white Muslims, do you agree with these views that we should, you know, kill homosexuals, stone women to death, have honor killings, etc., etc.? They all raise their hands. He goes on to say, are you moderate Muslims? Yes, they all raise their hands. So this is the root problem that we need to address, that this is not a tiny fringe minority. And we're going to get onto that in a minute, because Sky News did an interview with somebody who basically had his leg blown off in this Brussels attack. His name is Walter Benjamin. He's had his leg amputated since he was blown across Zaventem Airport by the two huge blasts that occurred last week. But Benjamin warned ordinary Muslims should not be held responsible hours after far-right protesters hijacked a peace protest in the center of Brussels. He told RTL, quote, I hope people will be smart enough to understand that 99.99% of the Muslim population is extraordinary and does not get involved with extremism. 20 or 30 people don't represent an entire community. So again, it's this rush immediately after the attacks, not to get to the root of what's causing these attacks, but to cry and whine about Islamophobia, to fearmonger about Islamophobia attacks, which, to be honest, just aren't happening. If Europe was so Islamophobic, there would be waves of attacks against Muslims in the aftermath of events such as Paris, in the aftermath of events such as Brussels. There isn't. And in fact, if you drill down into the statistics of hate crimes, the clear majority of them are anti-Semitic. They've got nothing whatsoever to do with Islamophobia. But again, we hear this narrative that we must apologize, we must kowtow, we must only be concerned about political correctness and not actually getting to the root of this problem and stamping it out. Because we know that Abdeslam, there in Molenbeek, the jihadist ghetto, was protected by his friends and neighbours for months. Okay? They would probably describe themselves as moderate Muslims, but they were protecting somebody who was involved in the massacre of 200 people in Paris. So when you try and claim that it's only 0.001% of Muslims who are involved in this, it's simply incorrect. And we can look at the statistics throughout Europe. For example, this is Pew Research, Muslim support for suicide bombing. This is Muslims living in Europe. And quite frankly, I'm sick of talking about this, but I have to go over it again and again after every single one of these attacks, because we hear the same narrative over and over again, that this is just a tiny fringe minority. It has nothing to do with Islam, which is the religion of peace. I'm exasperated at this point. I'm sick of talking about it. I would rather talk about something else. But when Europe is being attacked over and over again, We have to talk about it. Otherwise, this is going to become the new normal. We're going to become like Pakistan, where they had a huge Islamist attack yesterday. Routinely, it happens there every couple of months. Massive attacks, killing dozens and dozens of people. I don't want to live on a continent or in a country that has to endure that. So we need to make the point again and again. This is not a tiny fringe radical minority. Yes, not all Muslims are terrorists, but many of them support terrorist acts. And that's a problem because it leads to people like Abdeslam in Molenbeek being protected by his community. Muslim support for suicide bombing by country. This is Muslims who live in Europe, not Muslims who live in the Middle East. The numbers are even higher over there. And I've covered that before in my videos. France. 35% of Muslims in France think that suicide bombing is always or sometimes justified. Now, I'm not making these stats up out of thin air. This is Pew Research. In fact, I posted the source on my Twitter back a few days ago. You can go and find it for yourself. 35% of Muslims in France support suicide bombings under certain circumstances. 42% of young adults aged 18 to 29 in France support suicide bombings. Now, it's the highest in France. There are no stats for Belgium, but you would expect, given that Belgium has roughly the same Muslim population as France, around 6-7%, and of course Brussels itself is almost 25% Muslim now, you would expect that Belgium would have similar statistics in terms of the number of Muslims who support suicide bombings. Now, that's not a moderate belief, and 35% is not a tiny minority. Now, it's less in other European countries, but frankly, it's still shocking. Germany, 13% of all Muslims think that suicide bombings are always or sometimes justified. 22% of young adults in Germany think the same. Then you can look at Great Britain. 24% of Muslims think that suicide bombings are always or sometimes justified. Almost a quarter of the population of Muslims in Britain think this way. Spain, 25%. Oh, by the way, in Britain, 35% of young adults think that suicide bombings are sometimes or always justified. That's not a moderate belief. That's not a tiny fringe minority. No money. I don't know how many more times I have to say it. But again, it's getting quite exasperating. Germany, and I guess this number's probably risen given that they've imported 1.4 million predominantly Muslims into the country over the past year. 13% of all Muslims think that suicide bombings are sometimes or always justified. 22% of young adults think the same. And you can even go and look at the United States, where it's 13% of all Muslims who think that suicide bombing is justified, and 26% of Muslims aged 18 to 29 who think the same. So when this guy who gets his leg blown off immediately bows down and has to emphasize that it's only a tiny 0.001% of Muslims who actually support this kind of extremism, it's simply incorrect. I've done several videos about the fact that Islam is not a religion of peace. That doesn't mean that all Muslims are terrorists. That was never the debate in the first place. They try to frame the debate to make your views sound extreme and completely inaccurate. Nobody ever made the argument that all Muslims were terrorists, but we have to acknowledge that there are terrorists and there are Islamists. And Islamists, in many cases, support these suicide bombings. They act as a support network for actual terrorists, and they try to impose these beliefs when they emigrate to Western countries in terms of Sharia law, which again completely contradicts the very foundation of the legal system that we've created in the West. It's highly oppressive and patriarchal, but feminists and leftists don't give a damn, of course, because they're more concerned about appearing racist, even though Islam isn't a race. So again, it's getting to the point where I'm, you know, completely exasperated, even having to re-emphasize this again and again. But we have to do it, otherwise events like Brussels are going to become the new normal. So now the latest on Brussels, and we'll get more into this after the break. They thought they had caught the terror suspect in the airport who was wearing the hat. It turns out that they've now released him. Looks like that's not the individual they were looking for, but this character is very interesting when you look at what he does in relation to the migrant crisis and how he's involved in radicalizing some of the people in these migrant camps. So we'll get into that and more on the Alex Jones Show, 4-Hour Overdrive, after the break. Stay tuned.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Is it getting better?
We're back. Alex, 4-Hour Overdrive, breaking news at Infowars.com. So basically, one of the victims of the Brussels attack there in the airport came out, did an interview with Sky News, and the first thing he wanted to emphasize was that This had nothing to do with Islam, and it was a tiny, tiny minority of fringe extremists. Well, that doesn't really add up, because we've got the stats, the polls by Pew Research out of major European countries like France, which show that it's not a tiny minority of Muslims who are extremists who support these kind of acts. And of course that translates into areas like Molenbeek, because you've got huge criminal areas where they're not necessarily involved in terrorism, but they're involved in crimes which end up funding and in fact arming these terrorists. So for example, in Molenbeek, the police there in Brussels, before the Paris attack, now, of course, it emerged that several of the individuals involved in carrying out and plotting the Paris attack came from Molenbeek. That's where the plot was hatched. Before that, around a year before that, the police in Brussels gave a list of dozens of potential jihadists, Islamists and criminals to the mayor there in Molenbeek. And she basically said, this is, you know, politically incorrect. This is Islamophobia. I can't go after these people. It's not my job. So they could have stopped that way in advance. It's not just intelligence failures at this point. It's the obsession in Europe with political correctness, which is making us weak and not allowing these intelligence agencies to do their job, to actually go after these jihadists, these Islamists in the first place. And it's a wider network than just a tiny minority who are going to commit terror attacks. It's the whole support mechanism behind that, which is why you can get a Kalashnikov on the streets of Molenbeek within a few hours for 400 euros. Because the Islamist criminals support the terrorists. And again, that's how they helped hide and protect Abdeslam for 3 months after the Paris massacre. He was mainly hiding out there in Molenbeek. You can't do that without a support network around you that protects you. Now, of course, eventually that broke because they did another raid in Paris of some other suspects, recovered some mobile phones. They were able to track down Abdeslam that way. But for 3 months, he was protected by the community. ISIS, in its own manifesto, says we will exploit the refugee crisis to create these ghetto no-go areas, which then the media says don't exist. It's a conspiracy theory. Even as 2 days ago in Stockholm, you have another area being burned to the ground, police cars being attacked. But again, it's all one giant conspiracy theory, and to think otherwise would be Islamophobic. But again, it's not a tiny minority. Now Sky News is reporting police release Brussels terror suspect. The only suspect charged over last week's Brussels attack has been released due to lack of evidence, Belgian prosecutors say. Faikal Shafu, an independent journalist, was widely reported to be the third individual in CCTV footage of suspects at Brussels airport. So they thought they had caught this guy in the hat, which you saw on the CCTV footage on Saturday, and they thought it was this journalist who turns out to be a migrant rights activist. Now, today, mysteriously, they've released him. They haven't said that it's not the guy in the airport picture that was taken immediately before the Brussels attack, but they're just saying that they released him. Well, it turns out, as Breitbart is reporting, Brussels bomber was migrant rights activist who lived next door to EU. Mr. Sheffer was listed as working for a radio station for North African migrants in an article from 2005. He claimed to be a freelance journalist who took a special interest in refugees. Last year, Brussels Mayor Yves Mayor accused him of trying to recruit jihadists among asylum seekers and migrants living at a refugee centre at Maximilian Park near the Northern Rail Station. According to Belgian paper Le Soir, Mr. Mayor considered him to be dangerous and repeatedly tried without success to have him legally expelled from the centre. Finally, in September, the mayor issued a ban to keep him out of the park. So this is a guy, and now they're saying it might not be the guy in the airport photo, that went to these refugee centres in Brussels and tried to radicalise these migrants to basically become jihadists. So it's interesting now that they've released him and whether he will be brought up on other charges. But again, that suggests that the guy in the photo is still at large. And undoubtedly, he's probably hiding in one of these jihadist ghettos that are dotted in and around Belgium and probably being supported by the criminal networks that keep those societies so close. Now, when we come back after the break, we're going to go to my video, The Truth About the Brussels Attack, for more background information about this. And we're going to talk about how people in the United Kingdom are being arrested for tweets while ISIS plans to attack London. We'll be right back. It's the Alex Jones Show Live.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We're back on the Alex Jones Show, fourth hour overdrive. I'm Paul Joseph Austin. Just an update on that shooting at the Capitol. This is Associated Press. Police officer shot at U.S. Capitol. Shooter caught. The U.S. Capitol police officer was shot Monday at the Capitol Visitor Center complex, and the shooter was taken into custody, Capitol officials and police said. So there was one cop that was shot. Thankfully, he was not seriously injured, and that incident at the U.S. Capitol has now ended. They caught the shooter. Going back to Brussels, and we're going to play The Truth About Brussels Attacks video here in a moment. They're now reporting that the guy who was pictured in the CCTV footage there at the airport was not captured on Saturday. He remains at large. The individual that everybody thought that was, this guy called Shafu, was a migrants' rights activist who tried to recruit and radicalize people there at the migrant center in Brussels, which you see this over and over again, but you see migrants arriving even before any of that happens, as we saw in Italy, with ISIS flags on their phone, with pictures, with videos of beheadings. So in many cases, these migrants are already radicalized. In other cases, these jihadists are infiltrating via the migrant wave to radicalize them. And that's a problem. But people who criticize that are now getting arrested simply for drawing attention to it. We're going to get into that in a moment. But for further background on what happened in Brussels, here is the truth about the Brussels attack. How many Europeans need to be slaughtered before we acknowledge that Islam is not a religion of peace? How many blood-stained bodies and limbs need to be strewn across airports and metro stations before we admit that Islam has a problem with violence? Putting a filter on your Facebook photo is not going to reduce terror. Starting a sympathetic hashtag on Twitter is not going to reduce terror. Creating a sappy cartoon is not going to reduce terror. Hugging a Muslim is not going to reduce terror. Calling someone an Islamophobe is not going to reduce terror. The only thing that will reduce terror is acknowledging and countering its root ideology, Islam. And just to remind you, Islam is a belief system, not a race. It's not racist to criticize a religion. This has nothing to do with Islam. They were lecturers once again. Yet in the past 30 days alone, there have been 23 Islamic attacks in 22 countries. 1,018 people killed. 2,008 people injured. Just in the last 30 days. But the usual suspects, like George Galloway, immediately tried to absolve Islam of blame by pointing to foreign policy. And yes, the West's policy in arming jihadists in Libya and Syria was a disaster. But Brussels suspended its bombing campaign against ISIS in Syria 8 months ago. Belgium hardly has a reputation for being a murderous invading empire. You're only blaming foreign policy, so you don't have to acknowledge that Islam has a violence problem. It's far more likely that this was a revenge attack for the capture of Paris massacre culprit Salah Abdeslam, who, by the way, was able to hide in Brussels for 4 months because he was helped by the residents of Molenbeek, proving once again that terrorism has far more support amongst Muslims than the politically correct media will ever recognize. Residents of Molenbeek even rioted and attacked the police during Salah's arrest, calling the terrorist their hero. These terrorists emerge out of the same ghettos that leftists celebrate in the name of diversity. The same Muslim no-go areas that the media and politicians claim are a conspiracy theory, even as film crews are attacked every time they go near them.
Hello, how are you?
Liz Hayes and the 60 Minutes crew attacked.
But who did some on the left blame for the Brussels attack? You guessed it, it's Donald Trump. Because he might have said mean things that offended the poor terrorists. Even though Trump warned about Brussels and was criticized for it just 2 months ago, calling the Belgian capital a jihadist hellhole.
There's something going on, and it's not good, where they want Sharia law, where they want this, where they want things that... You know, there has to be some assimilation. There is no assimilation. There's something bad going on. And until we find out what it is so we can correct it, you go to Brussels. I was in Brussels a long time ago, 20 years ago. So beautiful. Everything's so beautiful. It's like living in a hellhole right now. You go to these different places. There's something going on.
Foreign policy. Donald Trump. Even climate change. The left will search for any excuse to avoid having to face the truth. Islam is not a religion of peace. How many times will violent Islamists have to prove this before anything changes? Islam needs a reformation. By immediately labeling anyone who makes this argument a racist or an Islamophobe, you're preventing that reformation. You're allowing extremists to dominate the conversation because smart and sensible people, including Muslim reformists, are being intimidated into silence. You're contributing to the deadly naivety that paved the way for Europe's open border madness. You're contributing to the absurd notion that mass unrestrained multiculturalism works. It doesn't work. Molenbeek proves it doesn't work. Today's attacks prove it doesn't work. How many more attacks in major European cities will we have to witness before we acknowledge that it doesn't work? That is the truth about Brussels, which has got over 625,000 views at this point. And it's not really that complex or nuanced, it's just pointing out the blindingly obvious that the media continually fails to tell people in the aftermath of these attacks. And now the fallout is this out of the London Telegraph. I confronted a Muslim tweet suspect, says he will sue the Metropolitan Police after race hate charges are dropped. Now, this is a guy who lives in Croydon, which is about 15 minutes from where I live, just south of London. He basically tweeted about the fact that he confronted a Muslim woman in Croydon immediately after the Brussels attacks and asked her to explain Brussels. She said, quote, "nothing to do with me," a mealy-mouthed reply. Now, of course, this guy's an idiot for going up to random Muslim women on the street and asking them to explain Brussels. Obviously, that's a very silly and stupid thing to do. But that's not what he was arrested for. He wasn't arrested for street harassment, because indeed he didn't harass anybody. He was arrested for racial incitement via social media. Because after this tweet, he made a number of other tweets, one of which said, "no more Muslim migration to the United Kingdom." So again, we've seen similar things in Holland, where people say that their town's refugee policy is, quote, "a bad plan." They get a home visit from the police, who tell them to stop tweeting. Well, in this case, it was even worse. This is a guy called Matthew Doyle. They arrested him for this tweet, for saying that he had confronted a Muslim woman on the street. Again, he wasn't arrested for that. He was arrested for his tweet. He was arrested for other tweets which said no more Muslim migration to the United Kingdom. And not only that, he says, quote, "I cannot understand why I was detained. My flat was trashed, my passport seized, and two PCs, two tablets, and my phone taken." So not only did they arrest him, they ransacked his apartment, took his computers, and of course, it was based on absolutely nothing. You can't arrest people for disagreeing with immigration policy. I mean, we're not quite that close to 1984 yet. But now he's suing them, they've admitted it was a wrongful arrest, and basically the Metropolitan Police are going to have a big problem on their hands because of this. But again, why did it happen? Because the perpetually outraged morons on Twitter mass reported this guy. Again, it caught the wind of this viral trend of this public shaming culture where they all jump in like vultures and try to virtue signal, try to make themselves look good to their friends by pointing the finger at somebody else and saying, "Islamophobe, you know, this is hate crime." And that's why he was targeted, because this baying mob of professionally outraged idiots who now run Twitter like their own kangaroo courts pounced on his comments. And that's why he was arrested. It was a completely ridiculous and stupid arrest. And now the Metropolitan Police is going to get sued for it. But this is what happens when you give power to perpetually outrage morons and tell them all day long that criticism of Islam is racist, when Islam isn't a race, and that it's inciting racial hatred to disagree with your own government's immigration policy, which in the UK is 300,000 new immigrants. That's net. That's after people have left. 300,000 new immigrants every single year, which again is going to create these jihadist ghettos like we now see popping up in Belgium. This guy was arrested for a tweet. Yet you had a guy back in the summer who was walking around right underneath the Houses of Parliament parading ISIS flags right outside Big Ben. The police came up to him. They briefly chatted to him. They let him go on his way. So you're going to get arrested for making tweets critical of Islam. But feel free to wave ISIS flags around Parliament. That's perfectly fine. Of course, the difference is this guy was a Muslim, perhaps, as we saw in Rotherham, they were afraid to even take him in over fears of being politically incorrect. Remember, in Rotherham, for over 13 years, you had dozens and dozens of children being abused by Muslim rape gangs, and the local council did absolutely nothing about it because they were concerned that if they took action, they could be seen as racist. So you've got people arrested for tweets in the United Kingdom, but parading an ISIS flag around the Houses of Parliament, that's just fine. You had No Borders activists immediately after this Brussels attack, and in this case, one individual who lived in the United Kingdom making a Facebook post saying that the Brussels attack was a good thing because it would allow migrants to exploit the crisis and get into the United Kingdom easier. So on the one hand, they're advocating criminality by allowing these migrants to illegally enter the United Kingdom. And on the other hand, by saying that Brussels was a good thing, they're glorifying terrorism. Two clear crimes. Yet did anything happen to this No Borders, Open Borders activist who posted this on Facebook? Again, a United Kingdom resident. Nothing whatsoever happened to her. Yet a guy who criticises the UK's immigration policy is arrested. His apartment is ransacked. And he's roundly denounced as a thought criminal by the baying social justice mob on Twitter. That's the difference. So even though we've got ISIS in this online poll asking what will the next colour be on the Eiffel Tower, as in who's going to get attacked next, 50% of them want the United Kingdom to be attacked. They're not worried about that. They're worried about a guy in Croydon who is making tweets about immigration. And that's why we're so weak. That's why we're opening the door, lowering the drawbridge for the next attack to happen. And let's not forget that in many cases, the victims of these Islamists are other Muslims. Again, we stick in the United Kingdom. Here's another story out of the Daily Mail. Was shopkeeper's killer an Uber driver? Police investigating murder of Muslim man who had posted a happy Easter message, sees car. So this was a Muslim shopkeeper, again, in this case, Glasgow in Scotland, who wished his friends and customers a happy Easter. He was trying to be tolerant of other religions. He was trying to be peaceful. For that, he was killed. Again, all evidence points to the fact that he was killed by another Muslim. So we've got that happening. So again, Muslims are, in many cases, the victims of these Islamists, which we're not allowed to criticise, otherwise we'll be arrested. Again, you've got No Borders activists saying that they should exploit the Brussels attack to break the law, to cross over into the border of the United Kingdom, and in the same breath, glorifying terrorism. Nothing happens to them, but this guy in Croydon is arrested for a tweet. This gets right to the heart of what's wrong with this reaction every time there's a massive ISIS attack in Europe. It's always about the concern for Islamophobia. People are being arrested for tweets. It's never about getting to the root cause of why these attacks are being allowed to happen. And in many cases, that's because they've bragged. The Paris mastermind bragged that he exploited the refugee crisis to slip into Europe to plan that attack. But don't you dare say that on social media, otherwise you may be subject to arrest. And it's happening throughout Europe now. It's happening on Facebook, where Merkel has teamed up with Zuckerberg to hunt down anti-migrant posts. If you actually dig into what some people were harassed for by the police, it's completely legitimate criticism. It's not racist. It's not hateful in any way. It's simply saying that they think there are too many refugees being brought into Europe, that it's a bad plan. They get home visits from the police. This is the tyranny we now see unfolding. And this is that of Gateway Pundit, remaining on subject of Brussels. Angry Muslims start screaming Palestine in middle of Brussels Memorial. We've got a video of this, which is coming up in a second. So basically, you've got the memorial there in the centre of Brussels. This, again, is days after the attack. This angry guy gets up in front of the other people and starts, for no reason whatsoever, screaming, Palestine. Let's go to this video.
Palestine! 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 Machinka! Fuck the Machinka!
And there were other videos as well which show female Muslims, male Muslims, removing an Israeli flag. In one case, ripping it up. In another case, placing a Palestinian flag over it. It's got nothing to do with Israel or Palestine. You're an innocent tourist in Brussels metro or in the Brussels airport getting your legs blown off while you're trying to go on vacation. What the hell has that got to do with Palestine? So again, desecrating the memorial. And yet we still think that it's just a tiny minority of people who are the problem. It's not. So far this year, 96 terrorist attacks throughout the world since January. You go down the list of perpetrators and motives, not a lot of Catholic suicide bombers. Not a lot of Buddhists massacring people outside of cafes, okay? Islam is not a religion of peace, and we need to point that out. We need to understand the fact that moderates, so-called moderates, are part of the problem, because in many cases they're not moderates, they're not nominal Muslims, they're Islamists who support these kind of actions. And until we recognize that, until we support the Muslim reformists who are trying to draw attention to this, like Majid Nawaz, and not intimidate them and shout them down and call them bigots, then we're going to continue to see horrors like we saw in Brussels. We'll be back on the Alex Jones Show final segment after the break. Stay right there.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. You're the renegade, this is Atomic Age.
We're back live, final segment of the Alex Jones Show, 4th Hour Overdrive, and I would invite you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. We've got Secret B12 back in stock. Energize your mind and body today with InfoWars Live Secret 12. And again, this works great as a cognitive enhancer. In fact, I took some of this about 10 minutes before doing this show. It really helps with clarity, with speaking. It energizes the cognitive functioning of the brain. Not easy to talk for an hour, but this definitely helps me. And of course, it all goes to support our operation, to support putting out independent reporters in the field to challenge the mainstream media narrative, just as we did with the Paris massacre. So really, it helps get the truth out there if you support us, helps us build the platform. InfoWars Live Secret 12 back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. So please go there today. Just going to hit on a final few news stories here in the last 3 minutes of the show. Pope's Easter message condemns those who prevent migrants from crossing borders. So again, the social justice warrior Pope, who earlier this month admitted that the migrant crisis was a, quote, Arab invasion, now says that anyone who condemns inviting millions and millions of people who don't assimilate into our culture, who expect us to change our morals, our laws for them, he says that we're hateful bigots, basically. Use weapons of love to fight evil of terrorism, Pope says on Easter. I'm sure ISIS is collectively crapping his pants at weapons of love being used to fight them, indeed. Again, the social justice warrior Pope. But Obama reiterates refugee promise. This is the Washington Examiner. In a brief Easter weekend radio address, Obama vowed to decimate the self-proclaimed Islamic State by offending them and saying they're weak. That's what he said in his previous press conference. But now he says the United States will do so by offering an example of freedom, tolerance, and open society. So he's going to fight ISIS by lowering the drawbridge even further for ISIS to infiltrate their jihadists. Yeah, that sounds like it's going to work great. The Mirror reports German train operator introduces women-only carriages to mythics over migrant sex attacks. Of course, the police in Germany have been told not to talk about those sex attacks because it could cause riots and civil unrest because they're so plentiful. Now they're talking about segregated carriages on trains. Again, another example. They don't assimilate to our culture. We're forced to change our rules, our regulations, our morals to conform to them. That's not how immigration is supposed to work. Reuters reports, Germany wants refugees to integrate or lose residency rights. Sounds good when you read the headline, but then you realize they give them 3 years to learn the language. And in most cases anyway, most of these refugees just disappear into the underground economy anyway. So it's not as if they've got tight controls, tight tabs, as if they're tracking everywhere they go. A lot of them don't even attempt to assimilate. They immediately disappear into the underground economy. And again, the sheer pace of this makes it impossible to assimilate them. That's why many European governments now are, they've given up trying to educate migrants that it's not acceptable to molest and rape women. Now they're just in Germany handing out free condoms. Washington Times reports Danish teen faces fines for using pepper spray on sex attacker. Again, yet another migrant attack. God forbid you would use self-defense and pepper spray. Remember, the Finnish government came out with this ridiculous video saying that women should use the force to repel potential rapists. Now they're saying in Denmark that pepper spray is out the equation. Student president freaks out over Trump 2016 written on whiteboard. That's the story up on InfoWars.com. That's going to do it for the show. InfoWars Nightly News tonight. Alex will be back 11 to 2 tomorrow. Thanks for joining us. Breaking news at InfoWars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.